Manupath alerts 3 June 2020. Delhi High Court has indicated that it would monitor implementation of the Aam Aadmi Party government's new norms devised for faster disposal of bodies of those who died of COVID-19. Supreme Court has restrained the Delhi High Court from conducting further hearing on an interim bail plea of social activist Gautam Navlakha after the National Investigation Agency questioned the territorial jurisdiction of the High Court in entertaining the plea in a case registered in Maharashtra. Madras High Court has directed the Madurai Corporation to take prompt action against the sanitary workers who are found working in the public domain without observing proper safety mechanism, including wearing of masks and gloves. Karnataka High Court has asked the Karnataka State Bar Council and the Advocates Association of Bengaluru to take disciplinary action against advocates who gather outside the High Court premises and seek entry without having prior appointments issued by the Registry for Physical Filing of Matters. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi University and University Grants Commission in a plea seeking a direction to the central government to set up adequate and effective mechanism for providing educational and teaching material for the visually impaired and specially able individuals. Delhi High Court has issued notice to Delhi government in a plea seeking adequate protection for labourers who have been stranded in the Azadpur Mandi of Delhi due to the lockdown imposed on light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Delhi High Court has disposed of a plea seeking action against manufacturing of faulty personal protection equipment, PPE, kits, giving liberty to the petitioner to make a representation before the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. Rajasthan High Court has dismissed a public interest litigation seeking direction to deduct tax deducted at source, TDS, from the Provident Fund account of retired employees who opted to continue Government Provident Fund. Karnataka High Court has directed the Registrar General to file a res judicata public interest litigation on the basis of a letter written by Advocate Vaishali Hegde informing about an incident in which temporary shanties of migrant workers were burnt down near the Sunday Bazaar area in Bengaluru East. Delhi High Court has issued notice in a plea moved by Paytm seeking court's intervention in protecting its customers from getting defrauded through phishing that is taking place on various telecom networks such as MTNL, Jio, BSNL, Vodafone, Airtel, etc. Delhi High Court has directed both the central and the Delhi government to submit affidavits disclosing the data relating to migrant workers set as available with them as of the 1st of June, 2020. Punjab and Haryana High Court has imposed costs of 10,000 rupees on a couple for not wearing masks during their wedding, which took place during the national lockdown imposed in wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Kerala High Court has held the deemed universities affiliated with the University Grants Commission, UGC, cannot levy fees on students in excess of what is stated in the admission prospectus. Supreme Court has declined to entertain a public interest litigation which sought a relief to exclude the time period of lockdown for calculating the limitation for presentation of checks demand drafts.